But yet they recited the Ten Commandments all the time, and he would read the Ten Commandments to them. So God wrote them on the stone, and Moses writes them what he saw on the stone, on the parchment. And it came to pass when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimonies. See, it was called the testimony. That's what went in the Ark of the Covenant was the tablets. It was called the testimony of the Lord. In Moses' hand, he came down from the mount, and Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. So, you know, it's interesting that I don't know if his face shone the first time or not. You ever caught that? But after spending these 40 days with him and him hewing this thing out, and, you know, all of a sudden Moses' face began to shine. Wow. And so I think that Moses comes down with a different countenance, you know, than perhaps he would have otherwise. And so when we look at the Old Testament, we see that there was the works of God, the writings of God, and there was the Word of God. Now, this is where I'm going. Because that was the Old Testament. What do we do? Paul said he made me an able minister of the New Testament. Let's watch. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death, thou shalt not. I mean, that's all it was death, doom. If the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, and we mentioned this last time, it was glorious in its day, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance. Lord, I'm telling you, when we as Christians come in the countenance, come into the presence of the Lord, we need to show a glorious countenance to the world, which glory was done away, meaning the veil was going to be taken away. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious, or much more glorious than if that was glorious? My, for the ministration of condemnation, thou shalt not be glory, much more the ministration of righteousness exceeding glory. Thou art forgiven. If the condemnation of you do this to me, then I do this to you, then how about this? I will forgive your sins and put them away from me as far as the east is from the west. How much glorious is that? Wow. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. It so far exceeded it. It wasn't a little bit better. It was way better. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, Paul said, let us use great plainness of speech. Oh, God. So the able ministers of the New Testament also will do the works of God. They have the writings of God. And they will also have the works of God, writings of God, and the Word of God. So when you look at the New Testament, did not Jesus say before he left, these works shall ye do, and greater? And the writings of God, Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians, he said in 3:2, he said, for ye are epistles written in your hearts. Well, wait a minute. I've heard almost till I'm blue in the face, God knows my heart. I've heard that so many times from people, well, God knows my heart. Hey, the world's supposed to know your heart. Read that right there. I know God knows your heart. He's always known your heart. But the world's supposed to know your heart. Ye are epistles written in your hearts, known and read of all men. We've got to let the world know what's in our heart. Hallelujah. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistles of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of heart. So we today as ministers, you don't have to be a preacher, a pastor, evangelist, all that, but as ministers of righteousness, he said he gave unto us the ministration or the ministry of reconciliation. What does that mean? We reconcile, we help people reconcile their differences between God and man. We tell them about a God that will forgive them of their sins and a God that has forgiven us of our sins. And we become the Word of God. The voice of God. What did the first preacher say? What did John the Baptist say? I'm not the Christ. I am a what? A voice. I am the voice of God. I am the voice of one Christ. You become the voice of God. Not the preacher. You become the voice of God. You become the hands of God. You become the feet of God. Hallelujah. And you and I should not speak of the works of the flesh. Thou shalt not. You're going to go to hell if you do that. You know, we should speak of the wondrous glory of God. God can forgive you of that. God wants to help you with that. God wants to help you overcome that. And not God's going to send you to hell if you keep doing that. That's not the ministration of the New Testament. That is the ministration of the Old Testament. But he equipped us to become ministrations of the New Testament. No matter what your sin is, God is able to forgive you and put it away. For he forgave me of all my sins, and he's willing to do the same for you. And you become an able minister because he equipped you with the things. Oh, God, I'm so glad to get out of the Old Testament. Lord, it took me a while to get out of the Old Testament. Even when I knew Christ, it took me a while to get out of the Old Testament and realize where we are today. And you don't win people by in your face. You win them, the Bible says you overcome evil with good. And so Jesus went about doing good everywhere, and the whole world followed him, the Bible said. And so when we look at the day of Pentecost, the Bible talks about them speaking in tongues and magnifying God. And I've said this before. I don't know what they said, but I'm gonna have to say forgive me, because I found out why I don't know what they said. Somebody else knew what they said. Acts chapter 2:11. We already can know that they heard them speak in tongues, and they each man, you know, all these different nations, like 16 different nations, and they heard them speak in tongues. But look at what they said. And I'll end with the last two nations mentioned. The Cretes, for we do hear them speak in our tongues. What are they speaking? You're going to go to hell if you don't get, you better get this ghost in you. You're going to go to hell. No. They were speaking the wonderful works of God. Oh, what a difference of how you minister to people. And they spoke of the wonderful works of God. So they were speaking in tongues, and here's the ones from Crete and Arabia, and he's saying about how Christ died for your sins and how that he forgave me. And they didn't even know what they were saying, but the others knew, and they were interpreting what was being said because they heard them speak in their own language. So that when Peter goes to the Gentiles, you know, oh, they can't get what we got. You know, it's just us Jews, you know, just us upper echelon, you know. It's not for them dogs, you know. And the Lord said, I want you to go doubting nothing. You get, Peter, you get all that unbelief out of you about what you think about them, and just preach the word, buddy. Just preach the word. And the Bible says that he was preaching to him Christ, how that Christ was crucified and how that he was forgiven sins and he resurrected on the third day. And while he yet spake the word, the Bible said the Holy Ghost fell on all of them of the uncircumcision, and they began to speak in tongues and magnify God too. Woo, hallelujah. You see what happens when you begin to speak about the wonderful works of God and quit speaking about the works of the flesh and what that ends up doing? Speak about the wonderful works of God, and it draws men to God. The Old Testament was all about eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Kill my dog, I'll kill two of yours. That's what got Samson in trouble, wasn't it? He kept retaliating. Every time they did something to him, he'd do something to them. So they did it to me. Oh, I'm about to quit. Paul wrote to a pastor, Timothy, in 2 Timothy, 2 letter, 3 and 15. Paul's about gone now. This is his last letter that he's writing. And he said, at that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, speaking to him, boy, you grew up in the church, which are able to make thee wise. Now, I want you to notice this. It's able to make you wise. It doesn't mean you're wise. I don't care how many scriptures you can quote. That doesn't make you wise. Knowledge doesn't make you wise. Only wisdom. When knowledge is turned into how you use it, then it becomes wisdom. And he said, these scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture, he said, is given by inspiration. That's inspiration, right? You're inspired. They're inspired word of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. How is he going to be perfect? Like he got no sin. No, but thoroughly furnished with the works of God, the writings of God, and the word of God. So that Paul is saying, I have everything Moses had in the Old Testament. I now have it right here. I now have it right here. Hallelujah. And so tonight, I will close with telling you this, that we need to speak of things concerning the wonderful works of God. Because he said to not speak of contentious things, but rather speak of the wonderful works of God. I don't want to contend with flesh and blood. You know, you ever said, in this corner, the contender is, right? I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. For we wrestle not. Okay. I don't want to contend with that. And when Satan contended over the body of Moses, he didn't fight him. He said, put up your dukes. He said, the Lord rebuke thee. The Lord rebuke thee. I want to let him, the overcomer up there, contend with all my battles. I want to speak of the wonderful works of God. Hallelujah. It may have taken me a while to get there, brothers and sisters, but I'm telling you, all I want to talk about is not contentious things, but the wonderful works of God. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about being content, and I hope you are content. He said, having food and raiment, be therewith content. Content. And this is the contents of the book. To be content means to be satisfied and not to be contentious. This thing has the contents of the book. It has a lid here and it has a lid here. Stay inside the lids and you'll be content. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all, I'm telling you, it works. And all these other things will be added unto you. Don't contend with man. Hallelujah. Let the Lord do that. We need to be careful that we don't get outside the book. Amen. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me tonight? Lord, I come before you tonight. I'm thankful for your word. I'm thankful for your works. And I'm so thankful for your writings. Lord, we become those things because you equip us. You want to equip us. You want us to shew forth the praises of him that called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. Lord, never let me be a hindrance of your ways and your works and your ways, God. Let me get myself out of the way and speak of your wonderful works. For truly, God, you've been so good to all of us. Every one of us, Lord, would have a testimony of how you've been better to us than to anybody else. So, Lord, let us speak of those things to a lost, and a dying world, that they would desire what we have so that they too could participate in the ways and the works of God. Thank you, Lord, for showing us the mighty acts of God. I'm thankful, God, for every miracle I've seen and everything, God, that I've seen in this great life that I've lived for you. But Lord, I don't want it to end here. I don't want to just talk about yesteryear and how it used to be. Lord, I want to continue to see your mighty acts. In Jesus' name, I pray, help this church as we move forward to do the mighty acts of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands to the Lord one more time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Love all of you. Be careful going home. And remember, Sunday, I want you to come in here charged up, ready to go. Saturday, I think there's something going on with the youth. So remember that, you that are involved with that.